The new internal agency report released by the VA says female veterans aren't getting equal treatment at about a third of the 139 VA healthcare facilities in the country. The problems range from a lack of women's bathrooms in some clinics to the scarcity of female counseling groups for women veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Former Wisconsin National Guard member Abby Pickett says her gender caused some problems when she sought medical care after she first returned from her 2003 tour of duty in Iraq.
I remember specifically having a time when I went to go get an x-ray and just a comment that was made that you're not our typical type or something like that, or whoa. And this was somebody that I was supposed to get stripped down and get naked in front of, and it was just kind of a comment that, you know, kind of blows you away.
Pickett is one of about 190,000 women who've served in Iraq or Afghanistan. Women vets now account for about 5% of the patients served at VA clinics. Pickett says it took a long time to get an appointment to have her PTSD initially diagnosed, but she says now the Madison VA is making a big push to improve the care it provides for women vets.
They're really trying to work with women's issues and women's needs, and I think that they're, you know, kind of trying to stay on top of what women need.
Pickett says the biggest problem she's seen is a lack of staffing and funds that cuts across genders and makes it hard for any veteran to get the care they need. She says the toughest thing female vets face is finding counseling for the post-war stress caused by the sexual harassment she and many women veterans face from male soldiers. She has sought counseling for that outside the VA system. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.